The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fray was there on Saturday night at Aganis Arena for our Deck the Hall ball. Thank you to Teddy Swims and The Fray and Mark Amber and for Kennedy crushing it at the concert on Saturday night.
Like anything else was ever going to happen.
We are going to have the audio from our performances coming up here in about 12 minutes, but we were backstage talking to the band The Fray, Joe and Dave and Ben, and we had heard a rumor that they were going to bring Teddy Swims out to perform because at a show earlier this week, Teddy sat side stage at the show watching it into every song that they played. He's a big fan of theirs.
It was one of his favorite bands of all time. And so to see them, he was just like out of his mind about it. And so they were like, why don't you do it together? And then Carson's like, well, let's talk about it. And the band was like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Because they thought it was going like live out that moment.
Right, yeah. Right.
I was like, no, we're not going to air this until Monday morning. So if you want to spill the beans about what you're going to do, that would be great.
Ben, do you want to spill the beans? I mean, I don't know. We want to keep it
Nobody's
fresh.
Nobody's hearing this except for us right now until Monday.
Nobody's hearing this till Monday.
we played with Teddy in Baltimore a couple nights ago, which we were excited about. We're fans of his, and we played before him, and during our whole set, he was standing side stage like singing.
It's my understanding
to every
he
song.
Was right there.
Yeah.
Witnessing so every moment.
Our
like
tour manager was like, hey man, you should sing with him at the next show. And he's like, can I?
Yeah. Okay.
We love it when people come together, and it's so nice to see artists supporting other artists, and I feel like that happens a lot at our shows.
It does.
You see folks come around and like stand at the stage and like want to be a part of that moment, and I think that's so nice. You don't hide yourself away in a room. Have you guys experienced that before, or whose side stage did you sit upon?
I mean, honestly, these type of shows you play with, Teddy's incredible, you know, but you play these shows with artists that you have, you know, usually would maybe not have crossed paths with, so it becomes kind of like a mini festival in a way, right. And it's just like the camaraderie happens, right. You know, backstage, and you know, so tonight, you know, playing with him would be great. I don't know if he's coming up at the top of the song. I don't know if he wants to come in the second verse. We're still sorting that out.
Do you know what song you're doing?
We don't know that either.
Okay.
So if y'all can help us here,
I feel that. There's nothing wrong.
We go on pretty soon, so we're not sure.
Does that happen a lot with your sets when you're kind of planning what you're doing that night? Does it change? Are you guys regimented? We're like, no, we're doing this song and then this song.
You try to change it up as much as you can. I mean, tonight's a different set for us, for sure, than you know from a few nights ago and a couple different songs, so that keeps it fresh for us too, and kind of on our toes. So so tonight that'll be unique.
We should
to Boston.
Tell each other that Teddy Swims is going to come up at every show so that we have to change something and keep it fresh, you know,
or just find you someone to come up on.
Yes.
Why not?
Yeah,
I would like to do some who's the most likely to. You ready?
Yes.
Who is most likely to take a week to respond to a text?
Dave.
Who?
Oh, come on.
Did you see Dave's face?
Did you
see how slow his response was, too?
I didn't really think about that one.
Dave's like, do I own a phone?
Yeah. All right, speaking of phones, most likely to drop their phone?
Ben.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most likely to get lost?
Joe. Actually, just last night, we were walking in Boston, and Joe was like, we're going this way. And we're in the middle of the street. He goes, actually, no, it's the back of this way.
I get confidently lost.
Same. Yeah. If I ever tell you to turn right, 100% turn left.
I believe.
No. 100% turn
like
left.
The venue that we went to last night, MGM, right across the street from our hotel.
Right.
And I could not.
But the street was a highway.
It was a highway.
Joe was like, we're going this way. And we were like, how do we get over there?
We had to go around.
Like, what hell is that? Oh,
did you go see a show last night?
Yeah, we did.
Who did
Lake Street Drive?
Oh, you went and saw Lake Street Jive?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're fantastic.
Oh, it was amazing.
I saw them at Elevate Fest a few years ago. They're just incredible.
Two more and we'll be done.
Okay.
Most likely to make you laugh?
Ben.
Aw. Most likely.
Even Ben.
Confidence is important. And most likely to become president?
None.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wish that.
Our manager?
Dave, the guy that does respond to
country?
The text, definitely going to be president. Well, thank you guys for coming in and doing this. We really appreciate it. You know, we have a big toy drive that finishes up here tonight. We collected, I haven't heard the number yet, but I think we're well over 10,000 toys. And we kind of, you know, we encourage people to come tonight and they bring toys. The Marines are here.
here. So,
and also, we are opening for you guys. So if you wanted to stand on the side of the stage to watch us.
How many songs?
I'm about to murder Purple Rain.
We're doing free.
You know what you play, right?
Do we?
We actually do.
Same set as the other night?
No, this set has never been done. No.
She actually did change it up. I think it was this on Monday.
Yeah, I changed it.
She sent me a text. She's like, so we're switching up one of the songs. I was like, okay, great. Because I know four chords. I hope the new song is also four chords.
Which it did, but then he came back and said, I don't like that song. And then so we picked another song, but it's going to be awesome.
This is exactly what being in a band is like.
Yay.
Yes. A lot of that. Well, thank you guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for having us.
There they are, the Fray backstage at Deck the Hall Ball on Saturday night. The nicest guys.
Just so nice.
Hear him walking around the city. Can't find
that was cool. Venue. I love that they went and saw another band while they were in town.
Yeah.
Imagine you're at MGM Music Hall and you just look to your left and you're like, are those the guys that kind of save a life?
That looks like the Fray standing over there.
Carson and Kennedy.